the True Faith podcast, and we're speaking to you immediately after watching Swansea 0, Newcastle United 1. And Ben, what a feeling.
Absolutely class. Thoroughly deserved. Thought we created by far and away the best chances. I don't really remember them creating too many, to be honest, other than sort of the obvious one that allows us to stop. But just a really good performance, where without Rafa, I thought that might have made a big difference.
Yeah, the good thing is, I kind of thought this before the match, and I think Si touched it in his match preview on True Faith, that Rafa being there was helpful and definitely half time, but as long as he was clearly in communication and watching the game,
This
are a well-drilled, well-coached, talented team. I don't think the presence of the manager will make, you know, too much of a short-term impact.
Yeah, only just because I think he is one of the most sort of active managers, like he always seems to be giving instructions. But maybe that allowed the players to sort of relax and sort of just get on with it, type of thing. But
yeah. Bolland, we didn't start brilliantly or the first half, you know, there was not much in it, I suppose. Did you see us in the first half taking control of the game as we did in the second half?
I think we've got a better team than them. I was having a look through their starting 11 before, and it's not great, is it?
So. If we had the technology to install my WhatsApp voice message, which I sent immediately before the kickoff when I saw Swansea's team, which was, I don't rate these at all.
Yeah,
they're shite. We're going to win.
But yeah, so I didn't think that Renato Sanchez was much to look at, to be honest.
He was kind of their Jacob Murphy today. Would that be fair?
What do you mean by that?
Talented young player who didn't really get it right. Not want to be negative on a very happy day.
I thought Murphy did all right.
Did he? Yeah. Did he? I don't know. I think there's a lot more to come from him.
I hope so.
But yeah, I don't know.
I thought we eventually would take hold of it. And I think you said when we were watching it was the first goal would win it. And
yeah,
we nicked it. So
it's almost, I mean, it wasn't similar to Huddersfield because I just felt we're a lot more at it than Huddersfield. I think the atmosphere at Huddersfield and at Huddersfield's home fans and it being their first Premier League game, and they were well up for it, and it was almost like we were worried about making a mistake and take after the Spurs game.
The big difference between the game today and the game against Huddersfield was Josselu. Josselu can hold the ball up and he can relieve the pressure, whereas with Huddersfield we were punting the ball up to Gale and he was just chasing lost causes, whereas Josselu can actually take the ball down and bring others into the game.
I mean, there were so many good performances that we'll have to get through. I'll start soon, but Ben, in the context of the results, we're on 6 points now, 4 points off the top of the league.
Two off Champions League.
Closer to the top than we are the bottom,
right,
which I said would be the crack at the start of the season, but it's early days. You know, Stoke and Brighton to come, do you think this is, you know, this is it, we're back, we've arrived, do you think we're going to be have a really good kind of little run now?
I think you can see the sort of what the team's built on. It's been really strong, well organised, strong at the back, well organised. Sort of allowing teams to sort of huff and puff and then hitting them. So I think we've seen the two away performances we've seen against Huddersfield and Swansea. We sort of let them dictate the game and sort of control it for the first sort of 20 minutes of the opening period. But then after that, we sort of counter-attack that and come in and sort of start to get a few opportunities. And we did it against Huddersfield, sort of once sort of came into the game and had one or two opportunities. And again, I thought the same sort of thing happened. I think the players as well, it just shows that they sort of know what the game plan is. Everyone's working really hard. Richie, I think we were saying, didn't really do a lot and he was sort of missing a bit in the first half, but I think it was just because he was just doing a lot of running, a lot of pressing, and I just think that we've got the foundations there and the blueprint for how you win away from home.
Yeah. What impressed me, Bolland, a lot was how Swansea clearly targeted our left side. Two Premier League debutants in terms of first starts in Gunners and Murphy. Do you think it says a lot about how well the team is coached that it's easy for players, even two players like that who've probably never played together before, to just come in and fit so well? Because I thought Gunners especially was excellent.
Yeah, well, I think it was Gunners' Premier League debut, but he's been around for a year, so he knows what Rafa wants from him already, doesn't he? But obviously it's great. It's great that we see people like Murphy and Gamez come in and do well. Like, I think we've been waiting to see what Gamez can do for a very long time. I thought he had quite a good game.
Yeah. Well, it isn't. There's so many good performances, but what impressed me about Gamez was we knew he'd be comfortable on the ball anyway, but the fact that he just seems to read the game really well. Mm-hmm. He never really caught out of position. I mean, I think that Swansea's best chance, which Lascelles, he's kind of got two goals today, Lascelles, one, you know, save one at the other end. I don't do fantasy football, I think it's terrible, but they should give bonus points for that. Yeah, I think Gámez kind of, the lad did him there with the ball. It was a great ball,
yeah.
And he's just faster than Gámez. The ball was played between the centre-back and Gámez. But yeah, Gámez was good. Bolland rated Murphy.
That was Mankeo, that.
Was that Mankeo, was it?
Yeah, Abraham ran off the back of Mankeo,
yeah.
I think.
No, yeah, Abraham ran the back of him, but...
Yeah, all right, I know what you mean. Yeah.
In-depth analysis this of Swansea's one. But we may as well talk about the captain, Jamal. He was man of the match, Bolland. You know, did I hear you talking about England call-ups?
Yeah. He had a good game. I'm not sure he would be my man of the match, but...
We're only joking about England call-ups. We don't think he's good enough to play for England.
Yet.
But yeah, he had a good game. Obviously, saving the goal was massive for us. As we said when we were watching it, you know, Newcastle defenders in the past probably would have just left that in
Fair
play, Tammy. In fact,
I believe the last time I went to Swansea, which is the last time we played them, we watched Boney round the keeper, yeah. And no one, Colatini, just stood there watching. Seriously, so it's like, it's a nice little parallel, that.
Yeah. But yeah, he had a really good game. Solid, nothing really got past him. Him and Clark. It's a tough one, isn't it? Because Lejeune's back on the bench, and obviously...
A lot of people wouldn't have started Lascelles today. A lot of people on Twitter pre-game were saying Lejeune should have come straight back in.
They've obviously got a very good partnership, him and Clark. It's just how do you break that up? Because he's obviously rated as you, he's brought him in to be his main man. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I think it was just an element of it. They might have been thinking, what was Swansea going to do? To be fair to him, I thought Abraham had a good game in the air, so he probably wanted just Lascelles in there, sort of for that physical presence. I think he's probably a better player in the air than Lejeune would be. Also, just the obviously off the back of last week's win, where everyone played really well.
I totally understand why he's playing him. I don't think that's the issue. It's but going forwards. I mean, next week, mm-hmm. when does he try and start bringing Lejeune back?
But that's what I suppose it's the way we want to play. Like, today wasn't necessarily going to be the type of game where we're going to dominate the possession. So I don't think you need to worry about that.
We don't dominate possession in any game.
No, we've got the potential.
We had 30% against Sam. We had 35% a day. 6 points. Fuck off.
We've got
goals conceded.
We've got the potential, I think, though, with Marino and Shelvey to play that type of game. And you would expect that they'd want ball playing centre backs in for that.
I mean, you said Bolland's quite famously now before the game that you just couldn't have envisaged a situation 3 or 4 weeks ago where both Shelvey and Gale didn't start, both on the bench, not through anything other than selection.
Yeah. Well, I thought Marino had another good game today. He's a very sensible passer of the ball. He doesn't do anything stupid with it. And obviously,
apart from when he's running into the opposition area.
Well, yeah, that was a bit silly. But we'll let him off.
We'll talk about it more in a minute.
And obviously, I mean, Hossolu, I don't think any of us expected him to be quite as good as he is.
You know what I like about Hossolu, Bolland? Every time there's a ball into the box, he gets on the end of it. There's quite a few headers today. There was the one that was an unbelievable save.
Uh-huh.
It's like two unbelievable. It's going to happen. You know, I've seen people on social media going, oh, we've been fucked twice by like Huddersfield and here, unbelievable save. It's going to happen in the Prem. The keepers are good. But yeah, like, I just, Hossolu, he's not one of these strikers who kind of sees the ball go 10, 5 yards the other side and leaves it. No, he's going to get on the end. And even if he is facing Rob Elliott, he is going to get that header on target through some kind of weird contortion of his head.
Contortion.
Yeah, so fair play to him, but sorry, Bonland, I just want to give Hossolu some love there.
Yeah, well, I said before what I think he's just massive, especially when there were periods of the game where they were pushing us back and they were on us, basically. Just like relieving the pressure for us is just massive for us. Poor Dwight Gale.
I'm sure Dwight will have his time, but I mean, at the end of the game, it was frustrating. There were two great chances to play him in. We did that loads last season. I think when Bristol away, we had like several attacks where it was like 4-1, and we managed to pick out the one defender. Atsu didn't get his head up at the end, but I mean, on the bench, Ben, it's just, I mean, I'll come on to it in a second because I want to talk about transfers and stuff, but we had a stronger bench in Swansea, would you agree?
Yeah,
we had definitely. The players that came on and could affect the game.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we would have all said there was probably three, four starters on the bench, really, for us. that would normally say so. And that's sort of really encouraging that we sort of appear to have that sort of depth at the fact that the first team managed to sort of do the job for sort of 60, 70 minutes. And then we've got these players coming off the bench that are coming on and changing the game. So, it's really encouraging. I think there's a lot of players there underrated. I mean, to be honest, you've already mentioned a couple, sort of Gámez. I was not expecting that type of performance from him today. The fact that he's come in could be massive. Could solve a big issue for me if he plays like that all season. So that was really encouraging. And I think as well, I mean, he obviously wanted the change with that too. I think he obviously just wanted to see what Murphy could do and sort of maybe give Attu a bit of a break, but because I think they will have had international football in there just gone. So, but it's one of those. It'll be interesting to see sort of how the squad develops going forward. I think Murphy showed some really encouraging signs there. I think personally he could be a player that'll be coming off the bench, and when he's just got that sort of freedom to counter attack, he would be a bit more
it's just very direct, isn't he? Yeah, like he just gets the ball and
be
runs.
A bit more productive against tired legs, whereas I think today he sort of had to worry about his defensive sort of work as well.
Yeah, I mean, just really quickly, I saw a good comment on Twitter there saying, imagine if Rafford got the players he wanted. It's like, I'm not trying to be negative or anything, but we're doing great. We are. I think, you know, after I was we've been away this weekend, and which is why I'm not at the match. Well, plus Sky's ridiculous kickoff time, but me and Si were talking on the car home today, on the drive back up, that it was like would kill for a draw, and nils each. Forgetting about the actual context of the points, or, you know, league position, or what, or relegation, or what, or Rafa's future, just to take a bit of positivity the next week, because that the whole support was so down before West Ham after that Huddersfield game. It's like we're so up and down as a support, there's little consistency there, and this just gets everyone right up for Stoke next week, which is such a fantastic result. And you look at the team, you look at the bench, and I know we don't have many injuries, or do I have any injuries? I don't think so.
Clearing up now.
Where's Aaron's at the minute?
He wasn't on today. He wasn't on the bench. I don't know what happened to Aaron's, but essentially, I just think we've got a fantastic set of players who can defend and who can attack. And you know what? We've got four goals now in the league in four games. It's not loads, but we'll look against West Ham and today a real threat, as you said, Ben. I thought we had most of the chances.
Yeah.
Perez should score when he's 1-on-1 and he hits it straight low to the keeper, like smash that past him high.
Yeah.
You know, he had
the one where he crossed it.
Hosselu's header and plenty of other shots that could have on another day taken a deflection and gone in. And we looked here's the obvious one. We looked dangerous from set pieces.
Yeah.
I mean, it helps that Swansea just sacked it off. I think if you look at the still of Lascelles' goal, there's like six Swansea players in the 6 yard box. Big Capitano Jamel smashing one in top corner with his head. Absolutely fantastic sight. But Bolland, do you think there's now genuine competition for places? If, like Ben says, he thinks there's four starters on the bench. Is there such a thing as a starter now?
Well, there's definitely, because you think, like we say, Shelvey, Gale, you can imagine those two are going to be pushing hard. Shelvey in particular, that battle between him and Moreno could be pretty interesting to see who manages to
nail that. Yeah, people are naturally going to say that they're dreaming of a Moreno.
Shelvey together.
Shelvey, you not say it?
No. One of them. Can't have both.
I
don't think that either of them do quite enough work off the ball. I think Hayden does a lot of graft for those two. So, but
I think that's a fair point. I think as well the risk is that they both clearly want to be positive players. They want to do most of their work in the opposition's box. So you'd find a lot more opportunities where people would be getting through them and onto the back four a lot quicker. But there's nothing to say you can't put all three of them in the side. That would be the way I'll be going.
Considering the reaction on this podcast aimed at the likes of Henry Lansbury, Dele Alli, do you think we should be critical, Bolland? Do you think we should be defend the game of football's honour and criticise Marino, or do you think no?
He's an idiot. He shouldn't have gone down. He was clean through. I don't know what he's playing at.
Well, Hosselu, let's just on his own in the middle.
He's an idiot.
Would have been a tap-in.
He's an idiot for doing that. And, like, why do something so stupid? Like,
you've got to give him full marks for just how bad the dive was. Like, it's not like he's just gone down. He's thought, I'm giving this everything. But I agree with you, and it's just disappointing, isn't it? I mean, it's nice to have a player who's a bit of a bastard and who
I don't think he is, though. That's the problem. He's not that lasty player that's going to wind people up. It was just a stupid,
He won Swansea the other day. He won them a bit, but... I suppose, like Bolland's called it, would rather he just stayed on his feet and scored than throw himself down like that. But fair enough. And I mean, Tammy Abraham, nice choice. I know your dad's got £1 million, but could have been you today instead of Hossaloo. Well, lucky that he pied away, because we wouldn't have got Hossaloo. Yeah, so,
true.
Well done, Justin Bonds. Yeah. It all come together. just a fantastic performance all round.
I think it's quite interesting what you're saying, like what you were saying before, and it was mentioned on Thursday, like that how well we started. It's almost like counterproductive for Rafa. It's like they'll be thinking, like, what the fuck's he like whinging about?
Yeah,
he's pretty got a good team here, like that he's getting a lot out of. Why does he need any more?
Can I just say, right, here we go, controversial comments. I'm only playing devil's advocate, maybe. Javier Manquillo played really well. I think he's natural. I don't want him out of the team. I wouldn't play Yedlin ahead of him at the moment. I think he's made that right back position his own in the first four games. Javier Manquillo, excellent. Hossaloo, obviously excellent. Marino, the new god. Lejeune, what a 20 minutes it was. have we had a good transfer window? If you look at the likes of Brighton and Huddersfield, I know Huddersfield have started great and Brighton got a win yesterday, but we seem to have bought better for less.
If Gámez can play well,
it can carry on. It's one game against Swansea, isn't it?
Yeah, then we have. But if he can't, then the fact that we didn't buy a left back, despite knowing for the last year that we've needed to buy a left back, that sort of taints it.
It's the keeper situation.
My next point, the caveat that was going to be, we don't have a goalkeeper, Bender. Sorry to be negative on a positive day, but
so Hossaloo hasn't been prolific in his career. He's done very well holding the ball up and so forth, but we'll still see whether...
I'd pick the differ. You go and check his stats in second division Spanish football. Yeah.
Playing for the best team.
For Real Madrid.
Playing with Alvaro Morata, two of them.
I
know what you mean.
So I think we still have to wait and see, but like you said earlier, imagine if Rafa had got the players he did want.
Imagine if it was Willy Caballero in goal. Maybe he would let players head the ball from the 6-yard box. I don't know, but it was. I mean, Robert, he did what he had to do today, Elliot. He made a couple of good saves in the second half. It was straight at him. If he'd have let them in, it would have been a travesty. But you got to say, fair play. His kicking was fine today. I don't really have any issue with his distribution. Was
it
was fine.
There was one moment where he played a short pass to someone in the first half
and fizzed at them.
And it was like, we lost the ball when Hayden got caught on it. And it was just like that should have been at the halfway line, like out, just get back restructured. But it was, as you say, it wasn't really a bad performance. I think you can't criticise anyone there. I thought everybody sort of was really good. I mean, even the players that perhaps had sort of worse games than we used to, like say Hayden, he still put in a good shift. And
yeah, it was just disappointing he got booked so early, isn't it? You always feel like he's kind of done when he gets booked that early. But Atsu came on and made a real difference, was a threat. It's so nice, and it's hard to draw parallels to the Carver and McLaren era because we were so shit. But it is just like what a difference having Rafa Benitez as a manager makes, because he's been fucked over as well in the transfer market. Like, you know, probably like McLaren was. Obviously, McLaren spent more Newcastle, like money's Newcastle manager, probably, I have not looked this up, than anyone else in history, certainly in terms of net spend. But like, I'm sure he would argue we didn't get the players. I think he wanted a proven Premier League, like, mature goal scorer, and went and got him fucking Serbia's, like, loosest kid. But it's just fantastic to have this manager. And I think one of the things I want to ask you, I'll start with you, Ben. If we'd lost that game 1-0, how would you feel? And played the exact same way, how would you feel?
Personally, it would have been disappointing, obviously, but I wouldn't have been too bothered. I think we talked after the Huddersfield game when yous had all been, obviously. I think it was so you could use the parallels to that, I guess, because that would be sort of the one. I wasn't too worried about the performances that I saw. Yes, Marino made a mistake, but I thought he still had a good game, and there were things within that performance where you could see that he's going to be a good player. I remember you telling us that some of the other podcast people were on were a bit more negative and probably a bit more emotional about sort of the result in terms of being critical. But I think I stand by what I said before. There's a blueprint there for going away from home, and it's worked. To be fair, it worked against Huddersfield.
Yeah.
It was just someone switched off. It was a mistake.
I mean, if Huddersfield go to West Ham and win tomorrow night, they're not going to win the league. It's almost like, I mean, Bolland has crossed it over you, the same question. I think we'll play it like that again and possibly get beat. Because it's possible, it's feasible, isn't it? If Tammy Abraham scores, you know, Lascelles slips, or he just totally puts more power in, he scores, we'll probably lose that game.
Yeah.
Are you content with the way that we're playing, the style of playing, the fact that we're trying reduce chances in the game overall, clear-cut chances, to think, you know, that'll work for us this season?
Yeah, well, it's what we did last year as well, isn't it? I think we'll be fine playing that way, and that's how I'd expect us to play. It's a pragmatic approach. He's making the best of what he's got. So, for example, Hosolu isn't a world-class player. Mankilo isn't a world-class player, but he's just playing them all in a very efficient way, in a sort of robust way. And if that's the way we're going to get results, it's by just frustrating teams and nicking a goal, then as long as we stay up, I don't care.
I think that's the key there. It's frustrating teams. I mean, you look at some of the other sort of established, sort of in quotation marks, Premier League teams. West Ham been done, conceded 4 goals the first 2 weeks. Swansea had 4 against Man U. Like, you don't really see this. Newcastle in the past have been on the end of those types of hidings. You don't see that with Rafa's teams. I think I'll be surprised if anyone scores more than like 3 against for the season, just the way he sets up.
I still think, so as I said about Hossley, we don't know whether we've got a prolific striker or a striker who's going to score us the goals that we need. And I still think the number 10 position is a bit dodgy. Perez was a bit inconsistent minute to minute, in my opinion. Sometimes he was doing all the right things and hassling players and closing people down and making good runs, and other times he was just looked like a lazy.
It was a weird one from Jose, because I think I texted you lads first half saying what happened to the player against West Ham when he was pressing, when he was dropping into mid to help the midfielders out and nick the ball off West Ham's. It was like he wasn't playing at the head of the midfield helping out, but he also wasn't supporting Hosolu. So I'm not quite sure what that role, you could call that role. But I think it's quite clear now, unless I'm wrong, lads, does he have any competition for his place?
At Diame.
But I think Diame is maybe, but he seems to just, the last league games anyway, it's a while since Diame has featured in that position. He's played in centre midfield.
Well, maybe.
Is Saive there?
Shelby. I think that's the one, you don't have to stick with the two holding in number 10 role.
Yeah, you will.
But you don't have to. I think you could use maybe play the wider men, sort of a bit more advanced. Or as we've seen this season, Murphy in the 10 role or Rich in the 10 role. So there's options there, I think. But it's one of those, he's a frustrating player because he seems to sort of try and conserve his energy a lot of the time. So you look at him, he's jogging around, like players are literally like walking past him, and he's sort of doing that run where he's just going at their speed and not putting any pressure on them. And you just think, what are you doing? Like, get her after and put her under pressure. But then I guess it's just so that he's got the energy when he does get into dangerous positions. I mean, let's be honest, he had some really good opportunities today. He should have scored. He sort of used his energy in the moments you want. I guess it's one of those things, you always hear people talking about the top players do a lot like Messi and Ronaldo. I mean, I'm not comparing to them at all, but you see them walking around the pitch in a lot of games. They don't waste their energy when you don't need to, so that they're sort of fresh to sort of utilise everything when they get the opportunity. So maybe he's sort of looking at them and trying to sort of build his game around that type of thinking. Hopefully.
I really hope he's going to be like another Messi.
Yeah. I did liken him to Luis Suarez when he came. That was a bad shout. When I was driving over here, balling at half time, the starting five live is Swansea didn't have the ball in our box or possession of the ball until the 37th minute. That's shite for a team at home. So my question, Bond, is, do you think from that performance, could we reasonably expect to be above Swansea in the league this season? Are we better than Swansea, or do you think that this was a tight game, and if we played them at St James, it would be a tight game?
No, I think we're a better team than them. They're one of the teams we're going to be competing with at the, I still think, in the bottom end of the table. So, but we're better than them, and they're the teams that we need to beat if we're going to stay up.
If you look at them from last season, so this was a team that stayed up basically because Sunderland.
Yeah.
Now, what have they done in terms of that the sort of moves over the summer? They've got rid of their top scorer in Llorente, brought in Boney, who hasn't played football in 12 yeah. months, basically. And then they've got this wonder kid, Sanchez, who's sort of come in, but it's going to take time to acclimatise. It might still not work out for him, do you know what I mean? It's not like everyone, not all sort of big name players come into the Premier League and can hack it. There's been some sort of high profile ones in the past, so there's no guarantee that that's going to be a success. So I think there's definitely they're definitely going to be a team that will be down. Sort of, I would expect them to be the bottom five, bottom six team. So the fact that we did look better than them today, though, is encouraging. I think it sort of supports all our predictions in that. I don't think we're going to be that, like, I don't see us sort of finishing that sort of low down. I think we can sort of build a lot on these performances that we've seen so far.
You know, what I gathered from just a little bit of, you know, just paying attention to Swansea, because we're playing them soon, is that they hardly had a kick. They really struggled to create chances against Southampton and Man United, and essentially against Palace, they also struggled to have a kick and got beat, and won, sorry, quite comfortably. So they're one for me that really struggled to create chances. And you know, we've created a lot against West Ham. I mean, for a lot of people listening who watch Newcastle in the Premier League last time away from home, we were basically just a joke. We were a joke for years. And to go to Swansea today, keep a clean sheet quite fairly comfortably. You know, the keeper's not made any wonder saves. Their keeper has. Had one brilliant bit of defending from Lascelles. Bodes very well for me, because again, we can defend, and if we can create chances consistently away from home like that, which is why today was much better than Huddersfield, we'll definitely have a chance of being closer to the top 10 than the bottom three. So yeah, very, very positive day all round. Man of the match, lads. I know, Bolland, you disagreed with Lascelles on the tally, so who would you go for?
I'm going to go for
Hosselu.
Yeah, just for, I've said it like four times already on this podcast, but he was just classic holding the ball up, and as I say, he's got his head
you
on.
You love a man who can hold the ball up, Bolland.
Yeah.
Ben?
I'd go one out of two. I'd probably say Gámez or Marino. Gámez, just because I thought there was a lot of sort of pressure on him to come in. Obviously, nobody's really seen him play. He's been at the club a long time, and everyone's questioning why the hell hasn't he been playing ahead of Dummett. Well, he sort of put a lot of fears at ease there today. So I was really impressed with him. But in terms of like who sort of was a big player in the game, Marino just ran everything again. I think he's going to be a big player for this season.
I can't look any further than the captain. You know, the amount of people last season, particularly the end of the season, saying there's no way he can play in the Premier League. He's absolutely shite. He's useless. He's this, he's that. Well, he's not. He's a good defender, and he's won us the game today. And you know what, if Richie puts in balls like that and teams don't want to defend or mark anyone from corners, he'll get a few more from corners this season. And that was one of the disappointing things about last year. Lascelles did get a couple of goals, I think, last season, but I just felt that we didn't score, and the defenders didn't score enough last year. So that's a nice thing to get started as well, I suppose. But yeah, I think that just about does it. I don't think we'll miss anything out there. I'll be back midweek with a Stoke preview. We'll probably talk a little bit more about this game. I'm sure most of you have heard it by now, but please do listen to the Transfer Forum podcast. I'll be releasing some highlights of it through the week on YouTube. You know, but some of the stuff said by George Colgan in particular, absolutely fantastic. And the, you know, some of the patter between the journalist lads was absolutely brilliant. Also, Miggy, who was not here today, Colin Whittle, was superb. So please listen to that, and if you do, donate to the food bank and with the information provided. Thank you to everybody who shared that and who shares this one as well. All retweets and shares appreciated. And yeah, what an absolutely fantastic weekend there. Fantastic day at Newcastle fan. We don't get many of these. And Sky Sports, who've tried to fuck with as hard as they possibly can by moving all our longest away games to the worst possible time so they can show like Geordie's upset, you know, gutted 350 miles from home. Well,
fuck you.
Basically, yeah. This has been a fantastic win. And I'm sure we'll do Stoke as well. Paul Merson won't see it that way. 4-0. Paul Merson, by the way, is predicted would lose every single game. He's basically the opposite. When Si does the match preview on True Faith, Si predicts we'll always win. I don't think he's ever predicted we'll lose.
I mean, to be fair, we did when we used to do the predictions on the radio show. I'm pretty sure we all
had us like breaking record numbers of like points in Premier League.
It's like Lawrence in Liverpool, but we don't get paid for it, so we're allowed. But yeah,
it's a wit and
dirt. That's another one from Merson who said that Premier League quality would out today, and
it did.
It did. So fair play. We're talking about the wrong team, but aye. Right. Thanks for listening.